the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look. It's going to be another powerful conversation. This Tuesday, May 19th, I'll say this, you know, a lot of people been calling me, a lot of people been calling me and talking about the changes
that's going on with the station. And, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, the movement is already something that was already going on and it'll continue. And we've switched many different formats over the years, over the past 17 years. And so we just look forward to the next. You know, it's going, it's, I ain't never missed a beat. Let me give y'all some inside information. The community don't care what format I'm in. They just want to help. They just want to help. And we have enjoyed this format, this platform. We built it. We are pillars of it. We founded it. And, you know, as things transition into another operation, God bless, you know, everybody moving forward. And God bless as we move forward, because we still got to do work. There's still work to do. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation? There's still a lot of work to be done. And we ain't going to miss a beat. Okay? Understand what I'm saying. So with that being said, I'm thankful for the community members that have chimed in. I'm thankful for the people that, you know, have expressed their concerns, and rightfully so, because we have became a family over the last 5 years, Truth Nation. But as we move in to the new ideas, we have to make sure that we are being active and not just sitting around waiting for somebody to come do something. And I never wanted an audience, a listening audience, to be like that. I need advocates. I need frontliners. I need people that's willing to get their hands dirty, willing to roll up their sleeves. When I was on the air, I specifically said I needed some active listening audiences, because we need to get, it's a lot of things to do. And it's about 52 fires out here. And a lot of people like the old way it used to be. They like just listening and then going on about their lives. And then, you know, they'll complain or, you know, but you don't want to be a bot your whole life. You don't want to be a bot. At some point, you got to activate. And sometimes when it's bad, you need everybody, all hands on deck, to get active and share the same idea. And the idea that I wanted to share was, we all got to do a little. So ain't nobody got to do a lot. And if I got that point across in 5 years of being on the radio and being active and bringing in families and, you know, winning awards without having a celebrity platform. We didn't bring in a lot of celebrities on my platform. I didn't want that. I wanted our people to be heard. I know that we can do the job. So that was largely my format. And we've won awards all across the board. Understand what I'm saying? But that's because I wanted to show that we, the people, can not give our energy to things that don't do nothing for us, or we don't get anything in return. We need to start giving our energy to things that we can get results from. And if we can start making that turn mentally, we won. If we can start depending on each other to get things done, we won. If one person who never thought about getting active or advocating for anybody or becoming a resource for anybody became a resource listening to the show, that we won. It's around that time where we got to start making sure that we're addressing our concerns, our needs, and seeing an outcome, a tangible result. That's it. It's simple. It's not rocket science. It's been an amazing, amazing opportunity. Now we move into the next space, a greater space, a bigger space, a better space, so we can continue to do the work. And that's all that's finna happen. So don't get worried. Don't feel like, oh, man, like this is it. No. It's growth. It's like when your child starts going to high school, you see a difference. They start to enter into a new phase of their life. Then when they get done with high school, they start to go to college, which is another phase of their life. You don't, when they leave high school and go to college, you don't be like, all right, I'll see you later. No, you say, okay, what's next? Then when they get done with school, they got to go to work. And so you live through all different phases of life. And this is just a different phase of life. growing into what's next on all sides for everybody involved. And y'all should treat it that way. We don't stop being family because we're moving into the next space in our lives. Matter of fact, the family gets stronger as the child grows older because the child should grow into being able to contribute to the family. And all we're doing is growing into where we can all contribute to the village. It's powerful. It's powerful, Truth Nation. And I can't wait. I can't wait because, you know what, if y'all only can understand what I see, the amazing things that I see, the beautiful outcomes that's ahead, you'll be excited too. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Green light, red light, going in stop skirt. Milltown, I'ma hit it, then drop. Yeah, sipping juice, sipping Pop-Tarts. What? Sipping juice, sipping Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Sippin' juice, sippin' Pop-Tarts, yeah. I'ma hit it, then drop, huh? Milltown, I'ma never gon' stop. Go. Clap on, clap off, we don't never stop. Nah. Green light, go mode, take it to the top. Go. Milltown, bounce, make the whole block rock. Boom. Hit it once, hit it twice, then it drop. Drop. Clap on, clap off, we don't never stop. Never fast lane living, I ain't never gon' flop. From the mud, now we up, can't stop. Yeah. Whole city watch when the beat gon' knock, knock. Chase them down, make them swerve in a pothole. Skirt. I get it hot.
Swerve. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Let me check the chat. I didn't get to the chat. Let me see who in the chat today. Not really a city girl. Says, good afternoon, everyone. Jeff is in the chat. He says, good afternoon. Lil Woody in the chat. He says, we live, bro, till the end and beyond. Zeta Shay, salute Zeta Shay in the chat. Barbara in the chat. Jasmine is in the chat. She says, hey, y'all, S.E. is in the chat as well. I see Jeff is in the chat. Josh, also in the chat, he says, salute to Tory and Truth Nation. He says, I'm still grieving from the news the last week. I'm still in the denial stage. Hey, it's all right. You know what I mean? We gonna keep it moving. Movoda is in the chat. She said, can anyone explain why everyone is moving from the station? Everybody has to make a choice at every transition. So that's why, you know, people have individual choices to make as far as what they want to do as they move on. White fella in the chat. Who else? That's it. Salute to everybody joining us in the chat. Also, Truth Nation, I wanted to get this out the way because yesterday, out of all of the things that was going on the show, we talked about all of the families that came through, all of the missing people, all of the homicides. We solved a couple of homicides too. Like families came in with issues with finding or wanting justice for homicides. We did a lot of great things in 5 years, but I got Andrew as a producer late, like. What, the last, what, 6 months, 7 months now?
Since October, yeah.
Since last October, you became my producer. Out of all the many producers that I had on the show, DJ Brother Z, Benjamin, salute to all of the producers that produced the Tory Lowe Show. Then they gave me this white guy named Andrew that came on. And I guess who what show did you produce first?
I did Jamming with Juice.
You did Jamming with Juice.
Truth in the Morning, and now you.
Okay, so Jamming with Juice first, then it was Truth in the Morning, then it was the Tory Lowe Show since October.
Yes.
Well, I'll say this. The show was making so many great changes in lives that when Andrew got to producing the Tory Lowe Show, we came up with Put the Fork Down.
Yes, we did.
We came up with Put the Fork Down, and I'm going to tell you right now, Andrew lost 50 pounds. When did you start Put the Fork Down? When did you start it?
Remember, we started it in November.
You joined the show in October.
Started in November.
Started in November. You and GP.
Yeah.
Salute to GP.
Blew him out of the water.
All of a sudden. So we had this controversy over the weigh-in. So we extended to put the fork down. We even got shirts. We even got shirts for put the fork down, Truth Nation.
I've worn mine out.
This is how serious it is. I've worn mine, too. When I go jogging, I wear it. But what I'm saying is, this is how serious it got. We already got our first client from put the fork down, Andrew, 50 pounds. Andrew lost 50 pounds. Now, look at if you watch this rebroadcast live, look at Andrew, the early Andrew. If y'all watch this, look at this. Look at his chubby cheeks. Look at that. And now, look at him now. 50 pounds down. That's powerful. I think you're going to get a girl this summer.
We can only hope.
I think that you might catch this summer. I think you might get somebody, Andrew. I think you have leveled up. And he got a haircut now.
Yeah, I got a haircut.
Looking smooth. I'm trying to tell you, this is why the Tory Lowe show is so powerful. Andrew came in at, what did you was weighing, like?
262.
Lost 50 pounds since November due to a simple just bet of weight loss on the show between you and GP. Actually, it started with the celebrity basketball game.
GP played so bad.
Yeah,
bro.
GP was supposed to be at the celebrity basketball game, and he didn't play too well. And then he said he was going to get in shape. Andrew joined him or forced him or actually – I don't know how you probably taunted him so much that he wanted to get in the gym.
He was sweating butter, Tori.
He was, yeah, sweating butter. And so that's how it started. The first weigh-in was one of the most bogus weigh-ins in radio history. Both actually gained weight.
No, I lost weight.
No.
He gained weight. And the problem was he kept ducking us. Remember, he was like, oh, we'll get on the scale tomorrow. I had to go to Walgreens, Tori, and buy a scale for us to do the weigh-in.
Right. Okay, so, but what I'm saying, that, how do you gain weight in the weight loss challenge?
By not putting the fork down.
Yeah, that was the most bulk. I bet you that weigh-in was trash. But then it got serious, and more money got added to the pot. You went down 50 pounds and you had to struggle a little bit to get the funds.
Yeah, I had to fight tooth and nail to get the funds. Now, we got to give a shout out to Adul. He did pay.
Adul paid up.
He did pay up. GP?
GP.
Where's my money?
Well, now he's not no longer here, so he probably need that to put on some bills. He might be trying to, make sure, he's staying afloat right now. Why are you laughing? But look how powerful the show is. And I never called you White Boy Andrew.
No, you never did.
I never liked that.
I appreciate that.
I never liked that you know, that's like Black Boy Tory, you know what I mean? Like, I would get offended if a white person called me Black Boy Tory. Black Boy Troy. You know, because my grandma called me Troy. So, but what I'm saying is, no, I thought that was kind of, I didn't like that. So we changed the whole identity, regrouped, rethink, and reshaped. Now you got Andrew walking around. I think you're going to catch. You might get married by the end of the summer.
Oh, come on,
you might
Tori.
Be one of those people that if you catch somebody, then you might go all the way in with the commitment. Turn it red. You might be one of those people that once you get a taste of something, You might not want to let it go.
Got that right.
Yeah, so you might just be down talking about by the end of summer, by what, August, September? Don't talk about you getting married. I don't want to hear it.
Could you imagine I start the show in October, and by the next October, I'm down 50 pounds, got a haircut, and I'm married?
Yeah.
The power.
The complete change. A 180. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Somebody, Josh says, I remember that GP was struggling to put the fork down. Sweating butter is crazy. SC says sweating butter is crazy. I'll say this. This is why everybody that came in contact with the Tory Lowe show, they have an outcome and a result that they can talk about from being on the show and dealing with the show. And I'm talking about just the power of Truth Nation has been amazing. And as we move forward, let's keep that same energy. You know, I'll tell you this, it's for those that need to hear it, it's other things that's going to happen with me that y'all will be able to enjoy. It just may not be, it's just not going to be in this format. So understand that so we can move on into the next, whatever we do next. And it's going to be just as powerful with actually even more things that we have to do for the community. And I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, somebody asked, you know, why is everybody, you know, moving around? I don't think everybody's moving around. Some people choosing to move ahead with whatever the truth is going to be. And some people are taking this as a move to try to get on to what they need to do with their lives and their business and what they see that their future wants to be. And that's what you do in a transition. Every transition comes with those decisions. So you got to treat it like that. And you got to make sure that you're understanding and that this is a point where when you're in a transition, everybody has to make the decisions that's best for what they're trying to do. Understand what I'm saying? And then you move into that. And everybody gets to have whatever they thought that their outcome or what they thought that they was going to have from their decision making. So we'll see. Only time. Give everything time. Only time will tell. But I know I got a lot of people came with conspiracy theories, calling me with rabbit hole theories on what took place. We telling you what happened. You know what I mean? It's a new operation. It happens in business all the time. You know what I mean? So at that point, you make a transition and you keep it moving and you wish everybody the best. And that's it. It's no big conspiracy. I would have told you. I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't never said nothing on the air. You know, I always try to be transparent with Truth Nation. So it's not a big conspiracy. It's not nothing. It's just business. It's just the way things work. But also you get to make a decision to make sure that you do the things that you want to do as well. So everybody's happy. Whatever decision everybody's making right now, they're going to be happy with their decision either way. So let's just celebrate all of the people that we've been able to hear and enjoy and make sure that we're making decisions in the transition as a listener and audience. Y'all have to make y'all decisions if y'all going to, you know, follow people that don't stay and follow people that do stay. And you probably do both. You don't have to even pick one or the other. You can pick it all, you know. Just a click of a button and you can see what's going on. It's all digital. It's all, you know, streaming. So it's going to be wonderful for everybody. So thank you for everybody that was pitching their concerns. And I'll tell you this, you know, when you get a call from Minnesota, my friend in Minnesota called me talking about, you know, he heard what was going on. And I was like, wow, like we have reached so many people all across the country that people are concerned with what's going on. And you don't have to be concerned. Just only thing we have to do is what's the next steps. And then we'll engage and we'll keep it moving, especially the Tory Lowe show. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. We got that pop culture report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, I was gone, call my phone, baby. And I can see the future where you gon' take me. My dirty got a clip and it's elongated. I'm riding with the hood like I'm Tom Brady. I know I'm going crazy, I'm a mental patient. She give me love, now my mind elevated. I rise up from the dead on the undertaker. They want the smoke, yeah, we ready, baby. Late nights, I was stuck in my thoughts. Trying to fight all the battles I fought. Cold world, had to learn how to boss. Took some losses, now I'm counting the cost. I was down, now I'm back on my feet. Yeah. Turn the pain into something elite. Fat. Every move, yeah, it come with a fee. Now they watch every step that I beat. Watch. I was doing.
101 7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and Andrew right here live at American Family Studio. Hey, look, Andrew, I'm seeing that there's some changes to ChatGPT. What's going on with this change? I guess it's financial planning going on.
Yeah, Tori, it's crazy. So I've always said that if you put all your information into ChatGPT, if something happens to that information, it's kind of on you. I don't know how comfortable you would be putting all your information into a chatbot, but how about your financial information? Because that's what people are doing here. They're taking all their financial information, running it into ChatGPT, and now the ChatGPT is going to give you your ideas on your 401k, your investments.
What?
All what mortgage you should get.
I mean,
get.
Maybe Chad, because you're not, how much it costs to $20 a month for ChatGPT?
Right? Yeah, just about that.
Okay, so that's financial advisor right there.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT is actually becoming a financial advisor for $20.
So, but the question then turns into, Tori, how comfortable do you feel with trusting the chatbot?
With your bank account information?
With all of that information, right?
I'm not sure if I trust it that much. I don't know if that's what I want to do like that. I don't know if I want to. But if I ask ChatGPT some financial advice and I give them some details, I would do that.
So this is the
But I'm not giving no codes and no passcodes or nothing. I'm not doing all of that.
Yeah, but a lot of people are, which is the craziest part
but
of this.
But are they coming
thing.
Out on the flip side? What's going on the flip side? Have we got a positive outcome? What are the pros and cons?
I think the sample size is too small right now. But then we also talk about the job loss from this, right? We've always said ChatGPT will not take somebody's job. It'll just make their job easier to do, a little bit more, you know, streamlined. You know, if I'm an accountant, I'm sweating underneath the collar right now.
Well,
right?
The accountant is stealing money from the people. All right. Let's be honest here. It's some good accountants out here. But how many football players and basketball players And people have came forward, Fat Joe and all those other people that came forward and said the accountant was so shady that they were ciphering the money. And by the time they find out, they was millions in the hole. So let's not say that it's like, you know, it ain't no issue with human accountant.
I'll tell you, if ChatGPT starts skimming money off the top, you got to go back to
school.
Yeah,
but where's the money going to go? You can at least trace it. Hold on, let me tell you something. If ChatGPT skims some money from you, it's going to be a digital footprint. When a human steals scam some money from you, you may not see the footprint.
Maybe ChatGPT wants like a new computer screen, Tori. Maybe they want like a better, you know, better monitor screen, those type of things.
Okay, but you're gonna see that they place the order. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that I trust it. But I'm not saying that I trust regular accountants either. That's why a lot of people say you gotta have an accountant to watch the accountant to watch the accountant. You gotta, you know. So no, I'm not going to say that it's not a bad idea. I'm not going to say it's a bad idea. I'm just cautious. And anything with money, whether it's ChatGPT or anybody with money, you just got to be cautious regardless. Young Money says, I'm going to connect my accounts to ChatGPT. Need to tell me to stop so much money on BS. I don't know. I'll say this. If you had, like, you could do an experiment account. Let's say you set up an experiment bank account and hook like $100 in it and see what ChatGPT do with that. Now, if I look up and it's $1,000, if I put in $100 and all of a sudden the ChatGPT that multiplied the money in a couple months, I'm gonna throw a little bit more in there. But
nah, you can't, I don't like the idea of ChatGPT knowing my money.
I'm talking about. Don't give them your real account. How many accounts you got? One?
Like three.
Okay. Yeah. Give them the one that's the broke one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a broke one.
Okay,
yeah.
You got the broke one.
Yeah,
I know you got the broke one.
Everybody got a broke one, I feel like, right?
You don't keep nothing in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Give ChatGPT that one and stick $100 in it. And see what happens.
That's crazy. You trust. Nah, you trust.
No,
that.
I'm not. I ain't even using the account anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Don't give them the one that where you pay your bills and financial stuff.
That's still a bank account, though. Like, you can still track your stuff.
Okay, well, then you can sue them. If it go wrong, you might have a lawsuit. I'm just saying, it's all digital, right?
I guess.
I'm just trying to say test it out. Don't go all in.
Yeah, it's dangerous. That's dangerous. Hey, I'm back though. Sorry, I'm late. Look, I got something to bring to you real quick. You know, you like the Kardashians, right?
Yeah, I like the Kardashians.
Well,
but I don't like them as far as like the way people think I like them.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah.
I like them because they expose in the system and we get to watch it.
Well, one of them just got caught by the system.
What?
Kim Kardashian. Well, not her specifically, but authorities found around $9 million worth of cocaine hidden in Kim Kardashian brand underwear shipment yesterday.
What?
So she just got
$9 million worth of cocaine.
I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cocaine.
That's a lot of bricks.
That's a lot of bricks. That's like shipments.
Well, not like okay. So, shipments. Is it attached to the Kardashians, or was, or did somebody become a delivery driver for the brand?
It's in her brand underwear. It's in
the underwear.
Not in the underwear, but like in the stocks with it. Like it's packed up. It's
together.
Bricks packed with the underwear.
So the underwear on top, bricks at the bottom.
Pretty much.
No wonder they said it was worth over a billion.
No wonder they're still rich.
They said the brand was over a billion.
Yeah, no wonder they're still rich. That's ridiculous.
But who is supposed to be picking up the cocaine?
Yes, you asking the right questions, because I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, too. Because who I don't know. Because, man, Kanye probably feeling himself right now, talking about, yeah, I'm right. This family's messed up. Cocaine through $9 million. Do we have, like, a calculation? We need, like, a calculation of how much that is, how many bricks that is. Because I don't know. ChatGPT can tell you that.
All right, so, I'll say this. Okay, because I heard that Chase Bank, it was a boat that brought, you know, one of the ports
yeah.
that was owned by Chase Bank that had cocaine in it too.
Okay.
So if they putting it in the box with the underwear, that's different. Now, if they loading it on the truck and got the boxes of underwear in the front, the bricks in the back, that could be two separate concepts. But in order to put the underwear in the box, you got to be working at the factory.
So you think somebody at the factory just put $9 million worth of cocaine
on top
in
of maybe they was.
That got to be an inside job.
Maybe this was first. Yeah, this was. It sounded like an inside job.
This ain't no one person job.
No, this sounded like.
It's not like hundreds
this
of people.
Came out the factory.
Hundreds of people working on
right.
this.
Right. So was this something that was continuing? They just got caught with this one load.
She got a cocaine factory.
Okay, so how many shipments?
That's a lot of shipments.
Have they shipped?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it seemed like they just got caught on this one.
You think it's more?
We only know about this one truck, right?
It might be more than one truck.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, this is one truck that's at $9 million, right?
Yeah. It's a shipment.
This the one shipment that we caught. How long this brand been out here?
That brand's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been moving for like a decade now.
Okay.
Oh, man. No wonder they stay rich.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we got think about it. They some of the richest, you know, people on the planet, some of the richest females on the planet, and consistently rich. Like, I know they got they own brands. Like, we're talking about her brand right now. Her sister's got, you know, makeup brands, clothing brands, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
they need to check all of the trucks. I was watching Power.
Uh-huh.
And they was trying to find delivery trucks to put the cocaine in.
Man, it's like a GTA.
Because ain't nobody going to – it's chances of them pulling over a delivery truck and right. busting it down.
This reminds me of GTA because, like, in GTA you can do this. You can just buy, like, a cocaine
what?
Factory and then just, like, ship, you know, cocaine around.
Oh, wow.
So she playing real-life GTA.
Well, I guess the Kardashians got that white girl.
Oh, man. Well, hey, I like that connection you just had there. Because they definitely got it coming through.
Hey.
She must have some, like, spreadsheet of just, like, where to go, where the shipment's supposed to go. This is another thing, too. The cops must have known about this for a while, because $9 million is crazy. That's a whole job that you got to figure out.
Let me tell you something. That's a lot of packing.
Yeah.
And it's in there with the clothing item and duct taped in with the underwear.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. From the factory.
It's either from the factory or it's separate.
Is it a truck?
It's a shipment. I don't know if it's a truck or a plane.
Is that independent from?
I don't know.
It got skims on the side of the truck?
It don't got no pictures of it. It's just out there that
Because it could be a third-party shipment.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's a third-party shipment. Because it might be in the back of the truck or the plane or the boat, wherever.
Well, if it's a third-party, then they may not they don't have to know anything about it.
I mean, it's just not
people hire third-party transit systems all the time.
But it's cocaine, though.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Keep us updated on this.
They keeping up with the Kardashians, man. I'm going to try to keep up with the cocaine, I guess.
Well, make sure that you know.
We'll see.
Don't be practicing messing with that booger sugar.
No, that's not my speed.
Say no to drugs.
Yeah, that's like you said. That's the white girl. Whatever you said.
They got that white girl.
Yeah,
she got the underwear with the powder.
Steer away from that. Everybody.
I got baking soda.
Nah, you tripping. Baking soda.
That's your boy. All right. Well, what else is going on? It's popcorn. What else going on out here?
I'm gonna tell you after break. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And I never met a queen like you before. And I never met a queen like you before. And the way you move, yeah, you let me know. All the other girls, they were never close. I never met, never met, never met a queen like you before.
Yeah, classy, real thick, brown skin. College educated, independent.
Nope.
And I don't need nobody help. On my grind, I can get it by myself. Hey, living life, yeah, I keep it classy. Confidence high.
101.7 The Truth. Hey, Tory Lowe Show. We got Nazir Spencer and Andrew in studio for the Pop Culture Report. Nazir, what else we got? What's going on out here in these pop culture streets?
So I got some statistics I want to bring to you about Milwaukee. All right. Look, y'all. First of all, I just want to get this out there. Y'all nasty before I even
what?
Get started.
What? What you mean?
Y'all nasty. All right, listen.
What's going on? Wow.
Leading OnlyFans search engine OnlyGuider has calculated exactly how much Milwaukee spent on OnlyFans in 2025.
What?
Okay, but also how much its creators ranked on the platform.
Milwaukee
and,
creators.
Yes, and Milwaukee makes for eye-opening reading. Okay? Key findings. Milwaukee is the highest spending city in Wisconsin.
What?
At $123,227.
On OnlyFans.
Per 10,000 residents.
Ayo.
Oh, wow.
Per 10,000 residents.
Next. Okay?
All right. That's not even the craziest part. All right. Total 2025 spend hit was $7 million. That's 20,000.
What you mean? In content or people spending?
That's $20,000 every single day flowing through OnlyFans from Milwaukee.
I'm talking about coming in or going out?
Going in.
I'm talking about people are paying to watch.
Paying to watch OnlyFans.
Not content coming in for
that,
content.
That specific one is flowing through OnlyFans from Milwaukee, so that's coming in.
So we paying to see?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still going. It's still going. Statewide, Wisconsin residents spent $45 million on OnlyFans in 2025.
$45 million
in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Okay, Milwaukee accounts for 16% of that.
What? They said they ain't had no money.
That's what I'm saying. Where the tax dollars
at? Wow.
Okay, why are they not getting taxed, okay? Milwaukee leads all four Wisconsin cities analyzed, okay? Milwaukee is home to 3,000 OnlyFans creators, a little bit over 3,000.
What?
Generating $3 million in annual revenue.
What?
I don't know OnlyFans. What?
I do know some OnlyFans.
I know some in Madison, yeah.
I know some around Milwaukee.
I don't know none in Milwaukee.
But what I'm saying is I don't subscribe and watch
That's what
it
I'm saying.
Like they get.
So those are the statistics. Milwaukee spent $7 million on OnlyFans in 2025. That's over $20,000 per day.
Oh, wow. So today Milwaukee didn't spend $20,000 watching OnlyFans.
Yeah, somebody got $20,000.
Nasty.
Fine, God. Somebody needs to
Oh wow.
Go get raised right. Please.
They say that when they get poverty, people got to do whatever they got to do to survive. The content, they said 3,000 content creators, right?
Yeah.
On there making $3 million.
Almost $4
million. A year?
$3.9 million annually.
A month.
Yes. Annually, $3.9 million
a year.
Yes.
In Milwaukee.
You can just live here and go OnlyFans and I'm not promoting it, by the way.
Okay, so 3,000 divided by 3 million, how much is that?
3,000 divided.
Do the math on that, because you say, okay, it's 3,000 content creators.
Yes.
Annually, they say they're making $3 million. Split that up.
In annual revenue, yes.
Split that up and see what that comes out to allegedly per person.
$1,000 per person.
$1,000
per person?
That doesn't sound like much.
That doesn't sound like much.
$1,000 a year.
No. But
annually, what, a year?
Yeah,
or
it's still a lot, though.
So if it's $3 million coming in off of content.
Yeah.
And it's a 3,000 people that they've got content creators.
Right.
If you divide that 3,000 by 3 million, that's $1,000.
Average. Average, they make like 100K per person. Bro.
How?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going off the statistics. I'm telling you what I'm looking at.
Come on.
That means that somebody at the very top is making a ton of money,
right,
and a bunch of people at the bottom aren't making any.
Okay, right. That's what I mean.
A couple people that's
but still nasty.
Some real dollars.
Yeah, but people
but
probably starting up.
Probably even getting a less than 1,000.
So it's 3,000. That means like maybe 1,000 people started pretty late in the year, made a little bit of bucks. But still, statewide, $46 million.
That's terrible.
$46 million.
Start a business.
That is a business, technically.
Okay. Start one that's honest, you know what I mean? Because they're not talking about how many Planned Parenthood visits came from
there. Yeah, no. Okay, so they analyzed Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, and Kenosha. Milwaukee had $7.3 million in total spent, okay? Total 2025 spend per 10K residents, $123,000. So residents were just paying for OnlyFans.
Just to consume it.
Yeah. And Madison.
Like a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, like an Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow.
You know? And then Madison.
That's horrible.
Madison was 2.1. Green Bay was 1.4. Kenosha was 1.1. Kenosha right down there. They right here. they leeching off us.
Well.
Kenosha OnlyFans? What is that? I never heard of that. Green Bay and Madison make some sense. Kenosha is crazy.
Kenosha, wow.
I sound like it. They make $1.1 million over there.
Racine. What, do you got Racine on there?
No Racine. Nope. Chicago is like right above us. Okay. Chicago got $47 million total spent. So we ain't too bad compared to them. Milwaukee-wise.
Here we go.
Chicago got our whole state revenue when it comes to OnlyFans.
You know, Chicago got like 4 million people. Yeah.
So they just got OnlyFans creators left and right there. So those are my Milwaukee statistics. I just want
to know Andrew just lost 50 pounds.
Oh, man, Andrew.
That's what I'm saying. What are they doing on a Friday at 4:30?
If he don't go into the other options as far as broadcasting.
Andrew, you might, hey, you just moved here too? Andrew just moved here. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
He
adapting to the OnlyFans
here
culture,
we go.
Apparently. Hey, but I just wanted to bring you those statistics. I got some other statistics for you too. This is sports, though. It's still Milwaukee. All right. The New York Times dropped where they think Giannis is going to go.
And okay, everybody doing the Giannis.
Yeah. This is New York Times, though. This is big time.
Everybody's trying to figure out where Giannis is going to land. I call it the Giannis sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah. This is the sweep. Oh, it's going to start up in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. So Giannis, it was Milwaukee Bucks are at 46%. He might stay. That's all right.
That's a huge percentage.
That's a huge percentage. The next one is, I believe it was the Heat, 26%. And then the Knicks were 16, and the Lakers were 3%.
I think there's a lot of New York talk with Giannis.
He might go to Boston,
but,
man.
But if you look at the movie, he came through New York. He got drafted in New York, I think.
No, he got drafted here.
I'm talking about the draft or something like that.
What do you mean?
Hey, something with New York. He had to come into New York or something like
draft.
That.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm talking about he came in through, not no draft. I'm talking about when he came to this country,
he was
in New York.
Yeah, he lives in New York. I know what you mean.
He was in something with New York.
He was in there, yeah.
And then we chose him, and then then he came to Milwaukee.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, his agents or somebody got him to New York.
Yeah.
At least according to the movie.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So maybe he feel like
that's the place to be. I mean, they're in the conference finals right now tonight. Mm. You know, they play the Cavs tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. So realistically, the Knicks don't need him though. You know what I mean?
I think if the Knicks won a guaranteed title,
it's not guaranteed though. You got to play. You got to play.
No, I'm talking about with the team that they have. Because as Giannis, after this year, if they wait one more year, he's going to be unrestricted. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can't do nothing with him.
Okay,
anymore.
So that's all I'm saying. So yeah. They don't need him like that. But
I mean,
I think that the Bucks are going to look to make a trade here soon or make a deal. Because after this, he's going to be like LeBron. LeBron is going to be out. LeBron can go wherever he want to go right now.
And then we just go be in poverty for about 3 years, like the Cavs were. The Cavs were horrible until they got Donovan Mitchell and Garland and all them boys. And then, you know, I don't know. I think
Diddy Cassie says his brother got drafted by the Knicks.
Yeah. Yeah. The Nassus.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is something happened with the Knicks.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Knicks is a part of their journey somehow.
Yeah.
And if the Knicks drafted the Nassus, they feel like they gave them an opportunity. They may want to come back.
I'm saying though,
and make that full circle. That's why I keep hearing mostly everybody's, from what I'm watching,
yeah,
he's going to land in New York. That's from what I'm seeing. It's more conversations about him landing in New York. And then L.A. is kind of, you know, in the back.
Minnesota's trying to get
into it. And Minnesota's trying to do something. Yeah. But I think that if you really want to win the title, New York got the pieces.
Yeah, but I don't think they go trade for him. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, in this summer, the Bucks might try to get rid of him because he might not sign. The Knicks don't need to trade nobody because they already have a championship-caliber team. Like, if you get rid of Cat, that'd be whatever, cool.
Right.
But they're not going to do that because they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking he might go to Boston or the Timberwolves. You see Julius Randle and Rudy Gobert is just horrible. So they might get traded to Milwaukee.
Mm.
Hope not. But
well, we'll find out. Hey, look, the Giannis sweepstakes is on.
Please stay, Giannis. We need you.
I think he should stay.
I think he should stay too. You ain't got no reason to
leave.
I think
it'd be more powerful.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you win another one?
Right.
Ooh.
Well, thank you, Nazir, for coming in with the Pop Culture Report.
Yes,
we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to open up the lines. Stay locked in.